Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling, broadcasting here on Planet FM on a Wednesday night. Our delayed broadcast going out on Access Radio, Wellington Access Radio, Sunday evening, Capity Coast Sunday afternoon. We're in Plains FM in Christchurch on Saturday night. And greetings to people listening on planetaudio.org.nz around New Zealand and indeed around the world. The programme brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. So I hope wherever you're listening tonight, you can stay with us. We have a couple of dedications going out tonight to new listeners to Ireland Calling. I will bring you all the latest news from Ireland. Of course, the results from the Northern Ireland elections all through now, but stalemate there. Donaldson says that he won't nominate somebody to be the second minister later this week until they get the protocol resolved around the border. And this is the issue that brought down the last executive. And so British government and the European Union will have to try to do some negotiation. But Taoiseach Micheál Martin has urged the parties to form an executive and get governing up and running and then sort out issues. But more about that and indeed all the results of the sports news. Don't forget now the tickets are on sale for the Irish Test matches against the All Blacks, 2nd of July, Eden Park, 9th of July, Forsyth Stadium, Dunedin, and Sky Sports Stadium in Wellington on the 16th of July. It's Eurovision week at the moment. I say good tonight. Know that Ukraine song has gone through to the final from the preliminary rounds that are taking place this week. But a former Irish entry was Charlie McGettigan and Rock and Roll Kids. Here he is.
Anymore.
Rock and Roll Kids by Charlie McGettigan and Paul Harrington, former entry from Ireland for the Eurovision Song Contest. And of course, my first memory of Eurovision Song Contests was around early 70s when Dana with All Kinds of Everything won Rosemary Brown from Derry. And of course, Derry and Belfast and Armagh and everywhere else was in the news over the last few days. We'll give you the results of the elections. I know it was covered extensively here in the mainstream media in New Zealand, but the results after the elections last Thursday, Sinn Féin 27 seats, the DUP 25. You have the Alliance Party on 17, Ulster Unionist Party 9, Social Democratic Labour Party 8, and others 4. So that means that Sinn Féin will appoint First Minister, which will be likely Michelle O'Neill, the deputy leader of Sinn Féin. And it's up to DUP, the second largest party, then to appoint a second minister. And they've said they won't do that until they sort out the issues revolving around the protocol. But obviously, a momentous occasion for Sinn Féin. Overall, the nationalist vote probably hasn't increased that much, but a lot of it swung the column eastward. The Sinn Féin, or the Social Democratic Labour Party leader, heard him on the radio yesterday, obviously disappointed with their results. But he feels that the SDLP voters have just lent their vote to Sinn Féin to kind of put down a marker, but Sinn Féin will probably say otherwise, and they feel that they're ready to move forward and get the country in Northern Ireland up and running again. But obviously the issues around the Brexit, that has been an issue for many years, has to be resolved. Other breaking news out of Ireland this morning is that Ronan Glynn, the Deputy Chief Medical Officer, he's announced his resignation, will leave his post at the end of the month. And of course, this follows on from the Chief Medical Officer, Tony Houlihan. He announced his resignation a few weeks ago. He was to take up a job at Trinity College Dublin, but that job has now been kiboshed. That was going to be funded by the Ministry of Health. And as a result of controversy around that, he's now decided he won't take up that post to be a lecturer in public health. And no doubt, like Ronan Glynn, who's been snapped up, I think, by PwC or one of the big consultancy firms, he'll find a good job. And sadly, quite a few incidents like this happening. A woman in her 50s was killed in a Ballymun stabbing in Dublin this afternoon. Righto, early this morning on Takapuna Beach, I met a couple of people brave enough to go in for a swim. It's about 10 or 11 degrees, and I was calling my disobedient dog Seamus back, and they obviously knew that I was Irish, no denying that, and they were from Ireland as well. So a very happy birthday to Niamh McCourt, who's celebrating her birthday today. Won't say what age she is, and her partner Dan Gorham, and they're from County Louth. So we just thought we'd play a bit of a song like this, and then Dermot Kennedy is coming up next with
congratulations and celebrations. When I tell everyone that you're in love with me, congratulations and jubilations. I want the world to know I'm happy as can be. Who would believe that I could be happy and contented? I used to think that happiness hadn't been invented, but that was in the bad old days before I met you. When I let you walk into my heart, congratulations and celebrations. When I tell everyone that you're in love with me, congratulations and jubilations. I want the world to know I'm happy as can be. I was afraid that maybe you thought you were above me, that I was only fooling myself to think you'd love me. But then tonight you said you couldn't live without me. That round about me, you wanted to stay. Congratulations and celebrations. You're in love with me. Congratulations.
The devil hit his second stride, but you'll remember what I told you. Someday I'll need your spine to hide behind. For fear of moments stolen, I don't want to say goodnight, but I still see you in the morning. Still know your heart and still know both your eyes. I could have told you about the long nights, how no one loves the birds that don't rise. So you can tell the heroes go hide. My sense of wonder is just a little tired. But if only you could see yourself in my eyes, you'd see you shine I know you never leave me behind, but I am lost this time. Are we destined to burn or will we last the night? I will hold you till I hold you right. But if only you could see yourself in my eyes, you see you shine, you shine. So run into the open, keep your hand inside of mine. And then when everything is over, I hope to think of this as better times. The sky got red and swollen, guess I never see the signs. There can't be songs for every soldier. There can't be solace every time you cry. I could have told you about the long nights, how no one loves the birds that don't rise. So you can tell the heroes go high. My sense of wonder is just a little tired. But if only you could see yourself in my eyes, you see you shine, you shine. I know you never leave me behind, but I am lost this time. Are we destined to burn or will we last the night? I will hold you till I hold you right. But if only you could see yourself in my eyes, you'd see you shine, you shine. I was lost till I found you. Yourself in my eyes, you'd see you shine, you shine. I know you'd never leave me behind, but I'm lost this time. What if the love you deserve is love you never find? I've learned that love and death we don't decide. But if only you could see yourself in my eyes, you'd see you shine, you shine.
Dermot Kennedy there and Shine. And before that, we had Cliff Richard with Congratulations. I'm not sure if I've played Cliff on the programme before. Been only on air for about over 32 years now, but maybe I have played that song. But that was a special birthday request going out to brave swimmer from Louth, who I saw on Takapuna Beach this morning, Niamh McCourt, celebrating her birthday today. And she was having a swim with her partner, Don Gorman. Gorham, and they've been living here for about 5 or 6 years, but heading back to Louth in July after the first test match, when hopefully Ireland will beat the All Blacks at Eden Park on the 2nd of July. And just to remind you, tickets are available now to the public for the three games that are taking place right around. More importantly, Gaelic games are continuing. The championship is in full swing. Don't forget, you can watch all the games on gaago.ie, or you can go in and watch your own team playing. Obviously, this weekend, coming up in the Leinster Hurling Championships, you've got Dublin against Kilkenny, Waterford against Cork in the Munster Hurling Championship, and in football, you've got Kildare against Westmeath. All them games on Sunday. We've also got, Kildare under 20 are playing Tyrone under 20s in the All Ireland under 20 final. I know there was calls for that game to be played at Croke Park. And then a mouth watering game here for Limerick against Clare. Limerick victorious at the weekend over Tipperary, and they're playing their near neighbours, and then Derry against Monaghan in the Ulster Championship semi-final. Of course, Donegal had a victory over Cavan, 2 goals in the last few minutes sealed the victory. Other games last weekend, Kerry beat Cork down in Parky Win, and Galway had a big win over Leitrim, pulled away in the second half. So it'll be Galway against Roscommon in the Connacht final, and Donegal already there. They'll be waiting the winners of Derry Monaghan, and then the backdoor system will go underway. And finally this weekend you've got Dublin against Meath, remembering some of the great battles there between those two great counties back in the 80s. But they're playing this weekend, and you can watch a single game, or you can go in and buy a season pass on gaago.ie, and we'll give you the results of some of the other games. Of course, in rugby, big game at the weekend, between coming up this weekend between Leinster and Toulouse. Toulouse beating Munster, who moved their game to Aviva Stadium because of Ed Sheeran playing down at Thomond Park. But the Munster fans came up in huge numbers, over 40,000 attended the game, and certainly for only the second time, I think, in rugby in a major match, it went to a penalty shootout. A penalty shootout in rugby, three players take three kicks from about the 10-metre line and the 22, and France, the French team, French champions, Toulouse, won the penalty shootout, and they get to play Leinster, who beat Leicester in the semi-final. And then you've got Ronan O'Gara's team. They're taking on La Rochelle. They're taking on Racing 99 or 92 in the other semi-final. But Leinster looking good. Right, enough chat. Let's move on and see what we've got here. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. We'll go with the Boomtown Rats. I don't like Mondays.
And he can see no reasons, 'cause there are no reasons. One reason. do you need to die? Die, oh, oh. And the silicon chip inside a head gets switched to overload. Oh, and nobody's gonna go to school today. She's gonna make them stay at home. And daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons why.
Yes, that was a big hit back about 1979, I think, the year I did the Leave Insert. The Bob Geldof there and the Boomtown Rats and I Don't Like Monday. And wherever you're listening, I hope you're enjoying the programme brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And you listen to us in Auckland on a Wednesday night on Planet FM, Saturday night on Plains FM in Christchurch. And we're in Wellington on Sunday evening and Sunday afternoon down in Capity Coast. And any other night of the week around the world, we've got listeners in Ireland, England, Holland, America, Australia, and who knows, other parts of the world as well. So hope wherever you're, what do you call it, listening, you can enjoy the programme. And just looking here on the Irish Independent, what stories are making the news today? Greg Norman reveals he has been given an extra $2 billion by the Saudis to build a golf league by 2024. Obviously huge money there, but controversy over a golf tournament funded by obviously Saudi Arabia, which isn't the flavour of the month with a lot of countries around the world. Of course, the continuing situation in Ukraine is getting a lot of publicity in Ireland. Over 30,000 refugees now have arrived in Ireland, and many of them, you know, you hear stories, they're being interviewed on the radio and you see them on the TV, and they're so happy to be in Ireland, and they appreciate everything that's been done for them, but their dream is to go back to their own home. But it's great that the Irish community have opened up their arms to welcome them. Not a lot of them welcome into their homes, but they're in various centres, motels, hotels, and obviously, you know, away from the terrible atrocities that's happening in their own home country. What else is happening? I'm just looking at the Independent newspapers here. There's not a lot of news in that murder inquiry in Dublin into the mother of two who was found dead in Ballymun this afternoon is a story. And that's breaking the story in the Irish Times as well. Government to pay up to 70% of builders' inflationary-related construction costs. Plans for a scheme brought to government by the Minister for Public Expenditure, Michael McGrath. And Fergal Keane, who we see on the TVs here, a BBC reporter, and he's written a story in the Irish Times today where he talks about, I found myself having nightmares, flashbacks, trying to cure it with drink, and he pours from post-traumatic stress disorder after obviously working in war-torn zones around the world. Of course, he was there at the start of the Ukraine crisis, but decided to go back home to the UK, but was drawn back again, and obviously reporting on the terrible atrocities that's happening over there. Right, we'll move on with another song, and you're listening to Ireland Calling. We've got, what have we got, 26 minutes of the programme gone. He's looking into his other system here, pressing a few buttons here. We'll slip into spring with Bill Whelan. slip into spring there, that was what do you call it, Bill Whelan, and that came from the album that was produced around the River Dance. Dance Sensational, which happened as a result of interval piece of entertainment when Ireland hosted the Eurovision Song Contest back in 1994. Right, other big issues dominate news in Ireland. Of course, the situation over cutting turf for commercial purposes is still dominating the news. Minister Ryan is certainly keen to push ahead so that Ireland can reap the key benefits, health benefits from less smoke, and obviously they're going to ban certain types of coal as well, and they want people to cut out using, you know, these fossil fuels and indeed other fuels as well, to move more into wind energy and hydro energy, etc. Right, the other big story that's dominating news in Ireland is the setting up of the new National Maternity Hospital. This story has been in the news for quite a few years now, because currently the National Maternity Hospital is Holles Street, but it's outgrown its time there, and the government has plans to build a new hospital that will cost about $1.1 billion on the grounds of the St Vincent's Hospital in Ellen Park. So there's issue over ownership of the new site, because St Vincent's was set up by Mother Mary Aikenhead, and it is the hospital wouldn't have anything to do with carrying out any terminations or anything like that, or even sterilisation, according to reports. But the new site will be totally independent, according to the new board, and the St Vincent's Hospital Trust are given a lease, a 299-year lease. I think the cost of the lease is about less than $1 million a year, 890,000. But a lot of debate. Some key ministers from the Greens are saying they won't vote in favour of it under its current format. But I heard the deputy chair of the new trust being interviewed on Morning Ireland this morning, and he said everything has been resolved, and the hospital will be able to carry out every legal operation or service that's available in Ireland. And of course the other hospital that's still behind schedule and costing a lot of money is the National Children's Hospital that's been built, in the process of being built, over on the grounds of St James's Hospital in Dublin. But big issues in health, as we know here, New Zealand as well, a lot of under investment. And we've got issues to deal with as well as people in Ireland have. Right, we'll move on. And song here from the Chieftains that we learned at school, Toward Them the Love.
My hair they don't like comb, but that's all right till I go home. She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belfast City. She is Gordon, 1, 2, 3, please won't you tell me who is he? Says she loves her, all the wise are fighting for her. They're at the door, they ring at the bell. Say, oh, my true love, are you well? Out she comes as white as snow, rings on her fingers, bells on her toes. Old Johnny Morley says she'll die if she doesn't get the fellow with the rope and eye.
Rain and the hail blow high, the snow come travelling from the sky. She's as nice as apple pie, and she'll get her own lad by and by.
When she gets a lad of her own, she won't tell her ma when she comes home. Let them all come as they will, for it's Albert Mooney she loves still. But my ma, when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. But my hair, they stole my comb, but that's all right till I go home. She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belfast City. She is Gordon, 1, 2, 3, please would you tell me who is she? Albert Mooney said she loves her, all the boys are fighting for her. They're up at the door, they ring at the bell, saying, oh, my true love, marry you well. Out she comes as white as snow, ring on her fingers, bells on her toes. Old Johnny Murray says she'll die if she didn't get the fellow with the robe and eye. Let them all come as they will, for it's Albert Mooney she loves still.
Yes, the Clancy brothers there and Tommy Makem, and they're singing that song, I'll Tell My Ma, a song that we learned at school, along with that other one, Tord Dum, The Love. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support here of the Hugh Green Group. Just to recap, as I mentioned, Munster, heartbreak, losing their match against Toulouse after a penalty shootout. The game was level after full time, and again after 20 minutes of extra time. Munster did have a chance of a drop goal in extra time, but it just went to the right of the post. In fact, they were leading with about 10 minutes to go in the main game, but will be disappointed letting Toulouse in for a kind of a soft try. But at the first half of the game, it looked like Toulouse forwards, some of them were 23, 24 stone, were just going to be too strong, and they pushed the Munster scrum all over the place. But Munster withstood the attack and were level at half time and level at full time. And unfortunately, I've never seen a penalty shootout in rugby before, but three players had to be nominated to take three penalties from about to the right of the right of the post on about the 10-yard line, I think, first, and maybe the 22 on the left-hand side. And unfortunately, the Toulouse side, led by the French captain Antoine Dupar, were too good. But anyway, not all lost. Limerick had a big win, a good win. 3 goals and 21 points over Tipperary, 23 points. So a great game. And of course, you can watch all these games on gaago.ie. So Limerick look like they'll be in the Munster final and heading for probably an All-Ireland quarter, semi and final, and will be hoping to make it 3 in a row. Limerick on a run over the last 5 years. My own county, Galway, had a big win, 4 goals and 20 points to 9 points over Leitrim, although the game was tight enough up till half-time. Donegal 2-16, Cavan 16 points. That game was pretty much level with about 15 minutes to go, but Donegal's experience paid in the end, and they've advanced to the Ulster final. They'll await the winners of this weekend's game. So they were all the Gaelic games that were played last weekend, and I've given you the list of the games coming up this weekend. Just to recap, you have the All-Ireland Under-20 final, Tyrone against Kildare. Then you've got the Leinster Hurling Championship, Kilkenny against Dublin. Waterford against Cork in the Munster Hurling Championship. Waterford league champions, they'll be hoping to advance to the Munster final. Kildare against Westmeath in the Leinster Football Championship final. Then you've got Clare against Limerick in the Munster Hurling Championship, and Derry against Monaghan in the Ulster Championship semi-final, and the Dublin Meath matches, the Leinster Championship semi-final, and all those games are on gaago.ie. Right, we'll continue on and we'll move on, and this time might as well go with Christy Moore and the Cliffs of Dunneen.
they say. From the high rocky slopes of the cliffs of Dunedin, fare thee well to Dunedin, fare thee well for a boy, and to all the fine people
Young Sandon, Christy Moore there, and the Cliffs of Dunedin, and you're listening to Ireland Calling broadcasting. Having got into the new studio, Access Planet FM won't be moving into its new studios in Auckland until about July. Had to move out of the old studio, which was at Gate 2. Those of you in Auckland would have remembered it off Carrington Road at the Unitech University. New facility will be up in the Mount Albert village, but won't be opened. But thanks to Paul Hallan and Michelle, they keep the show on the road remotely each week by processing all the programmes and going out there. Our programme on a Wednesday night on Planet FM, but I'm recording this now on Wednesday morning early. The sun is shining here, a bit chilly this morning in Auckland, but still lovely weather. And the programme brought to you each week with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. Just to recap, if you missed earlier, the result of the Northern Ireland elections at the weekend, Sinn Féin, now the dominant party with 27 seats, DUP, did better than expected, 25 seats. And Alliance, they did really well, 17 seats. Ulster Unionist Party, 9. SDLP, 8. And others, 4. But the executive should be up and running this weekend. Sinn Féin will appoint their deputy leader, Michelle O'Neill, as first minister. And they'd expect the DUP to appoint, I don't think it's going to be Geoffrey Donaldson, might have been Paul Girvan, who was there before. But anyway, it's immaterial. They've decided they won't be appointing anybody until the protocol is sorted out. And what's the protocol, you might ask? Well, that's a good question. Lots of people are confused after 5 years of negotiations over Brexit. An agreement was reached, and obviously to keep a hard border away from Ireland, Northern Ireland was treated as being part of EC for trading purposes. And there was obviously customs restrictions and controls on products moving between the UK and Northern Ireland. But everybody seems to think it's going well. There's a few hiccups along the way, but it doesn't seem to be affecting business. But there's an imaginary line down the Irish Sea, and unionists think that that imaginary line is bigger than the wall Trump wanted to build. And between America and Mexico. And they feel that this imaginary border down there is putting a big wall between unionists and their their friends in the UK. Whether Boris Johnson could be bothered in trying to resolve it, he seems to pass the buck to somebody else. He's dealing with his own situation. Whether or not there'll be a vote of confidence or no confidence in him in the coming weeks. And obviously the European Union have said they've basically negotiated long and hard and given Northern Ireland the best deal that's possible, and that was agreed with the 26, 27 other unions. Righto, we'll take another bit of music, and this time we'll go with Clonard and the team from Harry's Game. Yes, Moira Brennan there, and fellow family members, otherwise known as Clonadh, and the team from Harry's Graham, which was a TV series on, I think it was on the BBC, certainly I think on Ireland as well, many years ago. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. Just looking at some of the headlines on the Irish Times website. Obviously same stories going on. Well, the other big story this evening was the announcement by the Minister for Children apologising for the illegal birth registrations. This was stuff that happened, you know, somebody says in the dark ages, but not too dark. It was still happening up till the 60s, where people who adopted children, they basically, you know, registered them as their own children instead of their, under their proper name after were born. So the Minister for Children has made an apology on behalf of the government to the people affected by the illegal birth registrations. In the Shannon, the Minister said he was truly sorry for the deep hurt and anguish experienced by people affected by the illegal birth registrations. So those who were knowingly involved in the illegal registration of births committed a grave offence which robbed children of their identity and their right to an accurate birth registration. And he went on to say, I can only imagine the deep hurt and anguish that people must have experienced on learning of their illegal birth registration, on learning that the foundations upon which their entire identity is based is true and false. And for this, I'm truly sorry and I apologise on behalf of the government. So obviously bring relief to people. Ireland appoints its first artificial intelligence ambassador, AI. From a farming point of view, AI stands for different form of worker. But anyway, this is the government has appointed Dr. Patricia Scanlon as its first artificial intelligence ambassador. She's taken up the role and will be tasked with communicating with businesses, schools and institutions about the benefits and risks of AI. She's the founder and executive chairperson of Soapbox Labs, which uses artificial intelligence in the development of voice and speech recognition applications designed for children's voices. What else is happening? I'm just looking around here. Sport, obviously, rugby leading up to the game this weekend, to lose against Leinster. Leinster would be favourite for that. And in relation to Ukraine, charity offers Thurles land to house Ukrainian refugees. A community-based housing charity has offered Tipperary County Council a town centre site in Thurles to build up to 25 modular homes for Ukrainian refugees. And, you know, nice picture here of a mother seeing her son for the first time since the Russian invasion. He's obviously involved defending Ukraine. Right, we got a few more minutes to go. I'll play another song and come back and wrap up the programme for another week. And this time we're going with the Cranberries and Linger. Yes, the late Dolores O'Riordan there, and the Cranberries, and a lovely song called Linger. And that's about it for me for another week. Hopefully you've enjoyed the programme, which is brought to you with the great support from the Hugh Green Group. So I hope you'll enjoy the weekend. And don't forget to log on to gaego.ie if you want to watch some good Gaelic games. We'll leave you tonight with Brendan Power, Drag Her Around the Road, The Silver Spire and The Congress Reel. For me, good night, goodbye and God bless.
Planetaudio.org.nz